Oil executives warn the White House, hydrogen reaches the grid, and Trump's coalition softens. Oil executives have warned the White House that gasoline prices will worsen, creating acute political pressure for an administration that campaigned on energy independence. The warning suggests supply constraints or refining capacity limitations not yet fully reflected in public market prices, a development with broad economic consequences given energy costs' role in driving inflation across shipping, food, and consumer goods. Against that backdrop, engineering company Wärtsilä successfully tested what it described as the world's first large-scale 100% hydrogen engine connected to a national electrical grid, linking the system to Spain's network in what analysts called a significant commercial milestone. The grid connection is particularly notable because it demonstrates that hydrogen power can integrate with existing electrical infrastructure rather than requiring entirely new distribution systems. The economics, however, remain constrained by hydrogen production costs. Most hydrogen is currently derived from natural gas, which offsets environmental benefits, while green hydrogen produced from renewable energy remains expensive and energy intensive at commercial scale. In financial markets, Bank of America's Michael Hartnett issued a warning of a potential 1994-style bond market shock that could hit equities, referencing the episode of unexpected Federal Reserve tightening that caught investors off guard that year. Goldman Sachs has separately scrapped its forecast for 2026 Fed rate cuts, causing mortgage rates to climb as markets reprice monetary policy expectations, a shift that further pressures housing affordability in a market already constrained by inventory shortages. A new AP NORC analysis found that Trump's support among independent voters has fallen 17 points since he took office, with the sharpest declines among non-college educated, Hispanic, and younger independents who backed him in 2024. The erosion among non-college educated voters is considered particularly significant, as that group formed the core of his political coalition. Democrats are already capitalizing on the shift, placing billboards in 16 states featuring Trump's "I love the inflation" comment as early attack ad positioning ahead of the midterm cycle.